Hello, welcome back to the Everything Verona podcast with your host, Caleb Muther. The story that we're getting into today is one filled with love, romance, betrayal, and tragedy. This is, of course, the story of the apparent double suicide between two star-crossed lovers, Romeo Montague and Juliet Capulet. We will be asking the question, who is responsible for their deaths? A few days ago, Romeo Montague and Juliet Capulet were found dead together in Juliet's tomb. If that sounds strange, perhaps a little bit more background information is needed. Romeo and Juliet are the children of the warring Montague and Capulet families. These families have been in conflict with each other for many decades, and given the situation, these two young people should hate each other. After all, Romeo did kill Juliet's cousin, Tybalt, but the heart wants what the heart wants, and what the heart wants isn't always logical. So despite the historical animosity between these two lineages, Romeo and Juliet fell in love and secretly got married. A love between these two children of rivals is not an easy thing. Romeo's act of killing Tybalt earned him a banishment from Verona, and Juliet's father declares that she must marry Paris, a rich, handsome suitor who does not move her heart. Juliet, desperate to avoid marrying Paris, consults with Friar Lawrence, the friar who performed her marriage to Romeo. Friar Lawrence devises a plan. He gives Juliet a potion to fake her death so that she and Romeo can run away together. What could go wrong with a plan like that? As it turns out, there's a lot that can go wrong. Remember, Romeo has been banished, so he must be informed about the plan. Friar Lawrence sent Friar John with a note for Romeo. Along the way, Friar John stopped to visit some sick people and never ended up delivering the note. So the only thing Romeo hears is that Juliet is dead. Upon hearing of Juliet's death, Romeo is heartbroken and crazy with grief. He bought poison, goes to Juliet's tomb, and kills himself. Juliet awakens right after Romeo dies and is heartbroken to find her lover dead. In her grief, she decided to join him in eternal sleep. She ends her life by using Romeo's dagger. So who is responsible for their deaths? Really, there is more than enough fault to go around. The warring families created a situation where Romeo and Juliet's love could not flourish and pushed them to drastic extremes. Juliet's father carries some blame for demanding that she marry Paris, which pushed her to find a way out of the situation and back to Romeo. Tybalt also carries some blame because he started the fight that ended up with Romeo's banishment. The prince who banished Romeo also carries some blame for putting him in a desperate situation. Of course, Romeo and Juliet themselves carry some blame because they each decide to take their own lives. And what about Friar John? He let himself get distracted and didn't deliver the message of Juliet's plan. That's why we're going to have him here on the podcast next. Friar John, thanks for joining us today. A lot of people are blaming you for Romeo and Juliet's death. I wanted to give you a chance to tell your side of the story.
Yes, thanks for having me and letting me explain the unfortunate events.
Can you tell me why people are blaming you?
Yes, I was supposed to deliver a letter to Romeo, explaining to him that Juliet had faked her death and would be asleep and waiting for him in her tomb. But through no fault of my own, I was not able to deliver the letter.
What happened? Why not?
I wanted some company on my journey to deliver the letter, so I stopped to get another friar to accompany me. Unfortunately, he was visiting some people who were sick, and we were all put in quarantine. They wouldn't even let me send a letter back to Friar Lawrence to let him know what was going on.
So Romeo never learned that Juliet wasn't actually dead?
No, unfortunately he did not. God rest his soul.
Okay, Friar John, thank you for giving us those details.
So, while Friar John didn't deliver the letter, it seems that it was due to circumstances outside of his control, which brings us to Friar Lawrence and the role that he played in this tragic debacle. Ultimately, the responsibility rests with Friar Lawrence. Friar Lawrence was the one who put in play a deeply flawed plan that eventually ended in the couple's demise. There were so many ways it could go wrong, and Friar Lawrence wasn't a love-struck teen. He was a trusted advisor and an adult. He should have known better.
Great. Thank you to everyone for listening to this episode of the podcast. Have a great week.